Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and hundreds of federalized National Guard troops have deployed to Oregon. President Trump sending them to Portland, he says, to help support ICE agents and U.S. government personnel. ABC's Ann Flaherty has more.
The White House earlier this week, they issued this order to, quote, crush what they called violent radical left terrorism. And, you know, when Trump is talking about this, what he calls an invasion from within, I mean, what we're talking about is the use of U.S. military force against citizens. Now, I do want to just point out here, though, when you talk to the Guard officials, they say that's not what we're planning. We are planning to stay within the bounds of the law.
Oregon's attorney general has filed a lawsuit challenging the president's order. 750,000 civilian workers furloughed in the government shutdown on day two. Millions of others, including the military and TSA workers, are on the job without pay. Congress not in session today due to the Yom Kippur holiday. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The new county budget would include pay cuts and a hiring freeze. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard released her plan for the budget at a time when the county faces a $31 million deficit. Her office says that's largely due to the growing of county staff. They've added 500 employees since 2017, and the cost of health insurance for all of them has more than doubled. That's all while Dane County's population has surged. We've gained at least 100,000 people over the last 15 years. It's the fastest growing county in Wisconsin. So here's Agard's plan. The total Dane County budget for 2026 is $903 million, which is 3% lower than this year's budget. Agard has asked county staff to reduce their budgets by 4%. She says she's trying to avoid layoffs, so 51 open positions will go unfilled for the next year. There are some exceptions, like critical workers who provide safety services. Nearly 3,000 staffers will have a 1% pay cut. In exchange, they're getting 21 more vacation hours. Agard says her plan increases the tax levy for the average Dane County homeowner by about $15. That's the smallest increase in 6 years. Now, this is all Agard's proposal. It still needs the approval of the Dane County Board. She'll present her plan to supervisors at a meeting October 23rd. Meanwhile, a very important birthday today. Bucky Badger turns 85. The State Journal reports a patent was filed for a drawing of Bucky on October 2nd, 1940. And the Library of Congress deems October 2nd his birthday. Starting in the 1800s, there was a live badger at games. And at one point, there was even a raccoon that served as the mascot. But Bucky Badger made his first appearance during the 1949 season. And the rest is history. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 92.7 WMDX News.
More green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for AJ Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with AJ and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have AJ with us, you know, for a long time, and we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than AJ, high character individual, but I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations, and I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, you know, we're a ways out from that, so we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Lakes. The Capitol. The UW. The radio station, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky here for our Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze and highs of the lower 80s. Tonight, nice and mild, lower 60s with mostly clear skies. Friday promises to be warmer with sunshine and upper 80s could tie some records. It's 75 at our studios.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The John and Gordy Show.
And this is the war-ravaged Portland. And let me just read the letter. My dearest Suzanne, we are a city under siege. The Antifa forces have our city surrounded. If all is lost, you'll find me at Whole Foods drinking kombucha. Forever yours, my darling.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Dresser, the Associate Director of the High Road Strategy Center. We talk about workers needing an actual, fair, and living wage. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Madison, more lakes, more bikes, lively politics, and WMDX.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd here live from Shawnee, Wisconsin, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board back at the old world headquarters. Down at downtown Madison, Wisconsin, at the intersection of State and Fairchild. It is a beautiful day here in Shawnee, Wisconsin, just west of Green Bay. It is Thursday, the 2nd of October, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We welcome you in, everybody. Glad to have you along. Zommers, it's beautiful here. Not a cloud in the sky. Blue skies here in Shawnee. Some of the leaves are turning beautiful oranges right across the street. But you would not like where I'm at right now because it is right in the sun and a little warm. A little warm, I think, particularly for you, Zommers.
Oh, I believe it. It's pretty nice here in Madison for most people. For me, a little warm, mm-hmm. But it's not too bad. And it is very bright. Definitely a sunglasses day.
I'm wearing the sunglasses for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, and what else we got? Facebook, Twitter. YouTube, and Twitter. There we go. Thank you very
Twix,
much.
X.
Twix, that's right. I'm wearing the sunglasses, got the Green Bay Packer polo shirt on because, you know, you're in Packer country. Anywhere in Wisconsin's Packer country, but in particular here, just a bit outside the Fox Valley to
wrong
mix
sport,
my sports. Yeah, exactly. But it's beautiful here. And speaking of that, we're going to hear Mike Clemens has a couple of cuts for us here from the Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Going to hear from Danny O'Neill, Badger quarterback, and Jake Bowers from the Milwaukee Brewers as they are getting ready to get into the divisional championship series on Saturday. You can hear that on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. And as Letterman says, I hope one of your stations has been selected. If you're wondering what time the Brewers play on Saturday, that is TBD. That's short for time to be determined. So still waiting to hear that because later on this afternoon, I think at 4 o'clock, down at AmFam Field South, better known as Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs taking on the Padres in the rubber match, as they say. Game 3, winner takes all. The Cubs and the Padres are tied up at one game apiece in the 3-game series. And so whoever wins this afternoon will head north to Milwaukee to take on the Brewers on Saturday in the first game of the NLDS, the divisional series. So looking forward to that on Saturday. So we'll hear those clips that Clemens provided us a little bit later on in the show. Also in hour 2, it's a what's worse for today regarding beef and a fish product. A fish product that I never heard of until it popped up in the category. Zommers will school me on that in hour 2. Also, don't forget, only 2 more days left for the green and gold text to win contest, your chance to win fabulous cash and prizes. That coming up in hour two. So download, if you don't have it already, the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device, because that is the only way that you can enter. So we'll give you a keyword in hour two to win in the green and gold
contest.
Thank you. The multi-state contest. Yes, as a matter of fact. And we may have some surprises here before the end of the show. Some surprise guest appearances. I honestly don't know whether it's one of those kind of shows. All right. So just buckle in, be prepared for anything, as we are. And you never know who's going to stop by here in the parents' driveway here. Lovely Sean up here. As Bob, the late, great Bob Uecker used to say, it's getaway day today. And so immediately after our show today, we'll be headed on the road back down to the old world headquarters in Madison. Been up here for a couple of days. Dad is in full recovery, I can tell you, after his little oral surgery. And he's already taken laps around the neighborhood. He's feeling great. So
excellent.
We're going to be, yes, thank you very much. Going to be getting out of here. Thanks for all the well wishes that people sent along. Lots and lots of news to get to today. David Cross, the comedian, he is slamming Bill Burr, fellow comedian, actor, and other comedians for performing for the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, didn't think this is going to happen necessarily. Some members of the Wisconsin Republican Party in the legislature are now trying to legalize medical weed, medical marijuana. We'll tell you about that. YouTube joins the long list of corporate media companies paying off Donald Trump. Essentially, YouTube agrees to pay $24.5 million to settle a Trump lawsuit. Also, with the government shutdown happening in Washington, D.C., as Donald Trump, the Republicans continue not to want to pass a bill to keep the government running. And so here are some news you can use, such as, can I still get a passport? We'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. Here, just behind us, if you're watching on the stream, by the way, the video just over my shoulder is our Bucky Badger that was gifted to us out in California by our friend Kelly Call, and we take it on location wherever we can. Bucky Badger, as you heard earlier in the, and perhaps in the news break, his birthday is today, so we might talk a little bit about Bucky Badger's birthday. And I want to spend some time on this story in this first hour. Big story, in my opinion, that should be bigger. Down in Chicago last night, there was a raid by ICE and Homeland Security on an apartment complex, not making a lot of news. And so,
Todd, in the parents' driveway, it seems Elon Musk is cracking down a
broadcasting
bit.
Broadcasting that.
Okay, he's returned.
We went down for a bit, we're back. This is Elon Musk. See, once I started talking about Trump lawsuits, Elon shuts off the satellite. Are we back, Somers?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Very good. So we got that. And then we're going to talk about this ICE raid in Chicago last night on an apartment complex, which is not getting the coverage that I think it deserves. Number one, it's disturbing from a legal standpoint, but equally as disturbing, quite frankly, to me, is the lack of coverage this story is getting, in particular by national media. ABC News 7, if you didn't hear, is all over this in Chicago, but the national media pretty silent on it. So I want to spend time on this ICE raid in Chicago. But first, closer to home in the state of Wisconsin, we have governor news in the race for Wisconsin's governor 2026.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me?
That's right, Tommy Thompson, former four-time elected governor of the state of Wisconsin, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this afternoon, seriously considering another run in 2026. I kid you not. According to the Journal Sentinel, one of the state's most popular governors, is considering taking another shot at running for his old office. Tommy Thompson, who is governor between 1987 and 2001, said this week he is, quote, seriously considering, unquote, joining the 2026 Republican primary for governor. Quote, I'm still looking at it, and I'm seriously looking at it, unquote. Thompson, age 83, said in an interview on WTMJ, quote, so that's what goes into it, but no decision has been made. But it's certainly something that is not too far removed from my brain, unquote, Thompson said. Thompson did not return phone calls from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Earlier this year, Thompson downplayed the idea to the Journal Sentinel, but noted he's still, quote, in great shape, unquote. If elected, Tommy Thompson would be 85. Let me say it again. If elected, Tommy Thompson would be 85 when he would take office in January of 2027. He was elected governor four times, served as President George W. Bush's health secretary. In more recent years, Thompson served as the president of the University of Wisconsin, then known as the UW System, leading the consolidation of universities through coronavirus's pandemic. He stepped down from that position in 2022. Thompson also considered launching a new campaign for governor in 2022, a decision-making process that included paying a visit and politically genuflecting, in my opinion, as I add that in, editorializing, to Donald Trump down at Mar-a-Lago when the president was between his two terms. A bid for governor by Thompson would scramble the Republican primary field that has already been disrupted by an abrupt departure from by Whitefish Bay Manufacturing CEO Bill, don't read my social media, Barian, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, and U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany are the only major Republican candidates in the field currently. This is news. TMJ Journal Sentinel reporting this, that former Governor Thompson, I don't know. I mean, first of all, 85 years old is what he would be if he won and if he got sworn into office when he went into office. Think of that. Like, I mean, 90 years old after he would finish another term if he made it that long.
Yeah, that's just crazy to me, especially like age is such a huge thing in American politics right now. And that's pushing it farther than it has been.
Look, I mean, I saw the governor, former governor, at the Republican National Convention last year, and I mean, he looked great, looked fantastic. I've seen him on other news things. I know people that have visited him at the farm in Elroy. You know, seems to have all of his faculties and doing well. But I think it's hard when Donald Trump and Republicans like Ron Johnson attacked Joe Biden for running at age 83, and now you're going to have, you know, Tommy Thompson potentially not being sworn in until he's 85.
Right. And
look,
even if he has all his faculties right now, once you're at that age, it's a sad reality that you don't know how long that will last.
Yeah. I just think that when you make it a point politically to attack the other side for running candidates that are too old, right, at 83, tough to make the argument that, you know, being 85, you're going to make it, as far as politically it goes. Now, I've learned over the years, never count Tommy Thompson out. You do that at your own detriment. Nobody is a better retail politician and knows Wisconsin better than Tommy Thompson. But don't forget, he also lost a race to Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. And she ran a great race against him, and he fell into his own trap. I mean, that great motto that, you know, Tommy Thompson isn't the same guy you remember anymore. And largely, unfortunately, I think that's true in terms of his politics. And if he was the Tommy Thompson that was governor back in the 90s, you know, that would be a refreshing change of Republican politics to run like that. But I fear that he will run as a Trumponian MAGA Republican in order to get the nomination, should he throw his hat into the ring. Look, he was a great Secretary of Health and Human Services. I think he did a great job as president of the UW system. Certainly got a lot of play for his work during the coronavirus pandemic. But Governor, enjoy your time at Elroy. Go ride a tractor and leave the politics to other people right now. We'll come back, talk about ICE raids in Chicago, an important story. Don't want to miss it. Stay with us as the All Ball Show on location on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Madison, students, government, lakes, and WMDX.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. Five-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said, best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
Now is the moment we've been waiting for. With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia, now is the time for hope and for action. Held in over 600 communities nationwide, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest fundraiser for care, support, and research to fight the disease. So get out, get moving, and join WMDX at the Walk to End Alzheimer's on Sunday, October 5th at Warner Park in Madison. Join the movement at alz.org/walk.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Madison Vegan Fest is just around the corner on October 4th at the Lunny Lake Farm Park. Whether you're a dedicated vegan, vegetarian, or just someone who's curious about alternatives to animal products, Madison Vegan Fest is the perfect opportunity to explore plant-based foods and learn a bit more about why folks are making the switch. From fresh food to fun goods and informed speakers, spend your Saturday exploring this fan-favorite festival. WMDX Madison is proud to be a presenting sponsor of Vegan Fest 2025. See you there.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show, live on location from Shawnee, Wisconsin, just west of Green Bay. Hear a lot of you. If you come out here late at night, not late, but later in the evening here in Shawnee, Wisconsin, and it's a beautiful, beautiful clear. You can see the stars and you hear the crickets chirping. And if you listen carefully, you can hear rabid Packer fans just outside of Lambeau Field chanting, "Go Pack, go. Go Pack, go." By the way, we should say, I think starting tomorrow, we'll have details on this one, but later, our friends over at the new Sean Hannish and Paul Jacoby Berry, who are on the show here last week, Zommers?
I believe so.
Their new film on Packers, the Packer movie, I think they go on sale tomorrow. So we'll remind you and give you details on that great new Packer film
Check that out at nopackersnolife.com.
Thank you. Nopackersnolife.com. Opening up later on this month, we're going to bring you more details as that gets closer. So exciting to be here in northeastern Wisconsin during Packer football season. Want to go a little bit further south than Green Bay and spend a little time on this. I know it's in Chicago. I know it's in Illinois there. But I think it's important that we talk about this and this great reporting by the local ABC affiliate Channel 7 Eyewitness News out of Chicago. Many of you know I try to consume different national media broadcasts, in particular, fan of CBS This Morning. And I watched they have this thing in the beginning of the show called The Eye Opener, Your World in 90 Seconds. And this story did not make a mention. Now, in fairness, did I see every second of CBS this morning? No, not. I did not. But I can't imagine that they put this story in between. There was a story that ran today on Taylor Swift. And God love Taylor Swift. But I'm going to read part of this story, which I don't read a lot of stuff, I don't think, anymore. But I'm going to read part of this because I think it's important. And I don't want to get it wrong. And the story itself is disturbing from a legal perspective, from a constitutional, from an American rights perspective. But I find it equally disturbing in these times that our national media is shying away, or at least apparently shying away from these sorts of stories. It's my feeling that if this had happened under a Barack Obama administration, a George W. Bush administration, a Bill Clinton administration, that the national media would have been all, they would have had national reporters in downtown Chicago or in this neighborhood where this happened. It'd be the top headline. And now, after Jimmy Kimmel was taken off the air for a while, and the Trump administration and Sean Miller within the Trump administration, these other people bullying national media corporations, suddenly stories like this just don't get talked about. So I'm going to start this here a little bit, and we'll come back and finish it up after the farm news. Headline: ICE agents raid South Shore apartments. Trump says Chicago could become military training ground. Dateline Chicago, immigrants and customs enforcement agents raided a South Shore apartment building overnight as the city braces for a possible military deployment. Residents and neighbors are speaking out about what they call a traumatic event. Quote, "My building is shaking, so I'm like, what is this? Then I look out the window, it's a Black Hawk helicopter," unquote, said witness Dr. Ali Muhammad. I'm going to stop right there. The federal government brought in Black Hawk helicopters to raid an apartment building in Chicago. I mean, if that doesn't grab your attention, I don't know what does. Back to this story by ABC 7 in Chicago. Wednesday morning, i.e. yesterday morning, DHS agents, officials, said in a statement, quote, "In the early morning hours of September 30th, 2025, allied federal law enforcement agencies with the CBP, FBI, and ATF executed an enforcement operation in Chicago's South Shore area, a location known to be frequented by Tren de Aragua members and their associates. Some of the targeted subjects are believed to be involved in drug trafficking and distribution, weapons crimes, and immigration violations," unquote. Again, that from Department of Homeland Security. The agency said 37 people were arrested. ABC 7 spoke to one woman who lives in the building. She said ICE agents took everyone in the building, including her, and asked questions later. Quote, "They just treated us like we were nothing," unquote. Fisher, the woman's name, said she came out to the hallway of her apartment complex on the corner of 75th and South Shore Drive in her nightgown around 10 o'clock on Monday, only to find armed ICE agents yelling, "Police." She said, quote, "It was scary because I have never had a gun in my face," unquote. "They asked my name and my date of birth and asked if and asked me, did I have any warrants? And I told them, no, I didn't." Fisher said she was handcuffed before being released about 3 a.m. And she was also told that if anyone had any kind of warrant out there for them, even if it was unrelated to immigration, they would not be released. Fisher said, quote, They like piling up all of us on the backs of the other side, and there wasn't any room to move nowhere." Direct quote, obviously, unquote. She was shaken up. She wasn't worried about grammatical, English at the time. Back to the story quickly. Citizenship application video captured the chaotic scene, and neighbors say there were dozens of ICE agents. What do you make of this? ICE raiding a building in Chicago, an apartment building with Black Hawk helicopters. Give us your opinion. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'll come back, discuss it, take your phone calls after this. Stay tuned now. Pam Yonke, the Farm News, is next on Civic Media.
92.7 WMDX. Smarter than your average bratwurst. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
World Dairy Expo truly is Wisconsin's time to shine as America's Dairyland. It's the meeting place for the global dairy industry. The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection also gets involved as it welcomes international delegates to the state to further relationships between dairy sectors. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you here on the Midwest Farm Report. We're checking in with DATCAP Secretary Randy Romanski after the break.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski tells us about the international connections made here in Wisconsin at World Dairy Expo.
We had five groups come into DATCAP yesterday from Central Asia, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Armenia. Five groups in yesterday. Morocco is going to be here this week, which is great. We actually did a trade mission to Morocco from DATCAP, and as a result of that, established some communication, some relationships, invited people here, and they're going to be here. And that's very exciting that we see that kind of turnaround. But there are always delegations here from Central and South America, Southeast Asia. Delegations will be coming through, all with a great way of showcasing Wisconsin dairy and making those connections for Wisconsin farmers and businesses.
Secretary Randy Romanski along with us. I've got more agribusiness news on the way.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you... Dropping in to check on your crop bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Wisconsin really took the cake during the international Guernsey shows at World Dairy Expo. Cadence Farms Lovely was the winning six-year-old and older cow. She was named grand champion and senior champion of the International Guernsey Show. Lovely belongs to Cadence Farms of New Glarus. In the International Junior Guernsey Show, New Glarus was in the spotlight again as natives Brittany Taylor and Layla Schuler exhibited the grand champion and intermediate champion Donnybrook Ammo Stevie, the top of the senior three-year-old cow class. From World Dairy Expo at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, lively politics with 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, a mostly sunny sky here for our Thursday afternoon, a southerly breeze and highs of the lower 80s. Tonight, nice and mild, lower 60s with mostly clear skies. Friday promises to be warmer with sunshine and upper 80s could tie some records. Currently 77 degrees.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio.
On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Vince Moranto, who will make the popcorn pick of the week and tell us about an upcoming Wisconsin date, and my pal Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin, just west of Green Bay. Got the Green Bay Packers shirt on. Pack have a bye this week, kind of trying to recover from a couple of tough losses. We'll get a couple of clips from the great Mike Clemens, Matt LaFleur in particular. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Also, we've got the green and gold text win context, an hour two, and what's worse. That's the fun side of having fun doing it. But pursuing truth wherever it may lead here at 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock is this story, this great reporting by ABC affiliate in Chicago, Eyewitness News Channel 7 in Chicago. A, the story is disturbing, in my opinion, but also the lack of national media attention. And I think it gives us here in Wisconsin pause for concern on a couple of different levels. A, for some people listening to this program right now in southern Wisconsin, what I'm talking about here, this raid by Department of Homeland Security this week on an apartment building in Chicago using a Black Hawk helicopter, amongst other things, happened less than 2 hours away from you. And if you don't think that this could happen in the near future in downtown Milwaukee or other places in Wisconsin, you're sadly mistaken. Number two is my concern for the lack of reporting by major, at least up until now, trusted news organizations like CBS News. And let me make clear, there are some great reporters at CBS News Radio, at CBS Television, great people doing great work. These, in my opinion, these types of decisions not to cover these types of stories are made by producers and executives who are being pressured by the Trump administration not to report these types of things, in my opinion. So let's set it up again. I know we got phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Do not hang up, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, we see you on the lines. We're going to get to that in a minute. But I just want to reset this. So this is in Chicago, south side of Chicago, this week, about 10 p.m., Black Hawk helicopter and armored vehicles and an FBI, ICE agents, Department of Homeland Security descend an apartment building without apparently, allegedly showing warrants, just start rounding everybody up out of their doors. And people are understandably shaken. A little bit more of the story from Eyewitness News Channel 7 ABC in Chicago and then to the phone lines. It says, citizen app video captured the chaotic scene and neighbors say there were dozens of ICE agents. Quote, this is from Alicia Brooks, one of the residents. Quote, as I got to my unit, i.e. apartment building, to stick my key in the door, I was grabbed by an officer. And I said, what's going on? What's going on? He never actually told me. He said I was being detained, said Alicia Brooks. Neighbors like Ebony Watson say they ducked for cover as they heard several flash bangs. Quote, they were terrified. The kids were crying. People were screaming. They looked very distraught. I was out there crying when I saw a little girl come around the corner because they were bringing the kids down to, had zip-tied the kids to each other, Watson said. That's all I kept asking. What? Where is the morality? Where is the human? One of them, the agents, literally laughed. He was standing right here. He said, and it's, I have to edit it for radio, F them kids, unquote. Watson said trucks and military-style vans were used to separate parents from their children. Other neighbors said agents destroyed property to get into the building. They had a big 15-inch chainsaw with round blades on it, cutting the fence down, said witness Daryl Ballard. We're under siege. We're being invaded by our own military. This happened in Chicago. To think that it's not going to come to Wisconsin is simply naive, in my opinion. There's more to the story. We're going to get to it here by this great reporting from Channel 7. But why is this not making national headlines? Why is this not the top news story right now? I think, unfortunately, too many of us know. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Charles, thanks for holding on. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Todd, I am sick of everything this administration is doing. There is nothing positive that came into this man being back into office. For all these sycophants that wants to say, oh, we're glad he's back in, there's nothing positive about him being back in. This is all hateful things. My wife had said something about a helicopter in Chicago, and I said, no. I said, that didn't happen. And come to find out, this really did happen.
I am
sick to my stomach. If they're not lying about something, they're claiming they care about kids. They're covering up, releasing the Epstein files, knowing that it was pedophiles out there raping little girls that could probably still be doing the same thing to other little girls. There is nothing positive about this administration. So when conservatives call and or talk whatever on news stations, whatever, and say, oh, this is the greatest thing ever that he's back in office and he's doing what he said he was going to do, just because he said he was going to do what he said he was going to do does not make it right. And when you don't have Republicans to speak out and say this is not okay, then you have to believe that they're okay with what he's doing.
But, Charles, go ahead.
I know, Todd, that I'm not trying to paint everybody with a broad brush, but you have to speak out against this. You can't say you're a friend with somebody of color and not speak out against the horrific things that this administration, not only are they doing, but what they're saying about people of color.
This agreed, is all Charles.
About, angry,
agreed.
Upset.
But I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get. We got a bunch of calls. I just make sure everybody has a chance. But before I let you go. But I think of all the important things you said, one stuck out. That you're. I mean, and we don't know. We never met. But you call into the show. I know you listen. I consider you an informed person. And correct me if I'm wrong, but your wife brought this up, and you said, "No, that can't be real." Look, you're an informed person, and you didn't even necessarily know about this. And so when you talk about that folks on the right, conservatives, are saying, "Well, that didn't happen," think about it. You're someone who listens to, I'm assuming, a variety of news. You didn't know about it. Now think of someone who lives in a news silo, and so those folks, they earnestly and honestly believe that this is a lie because they never hear about it. And I think that's the challenge we are up against.
Yeah.
And again, I agree with everything you said. I'm just saying that's what blows me away is that this is not being reported by major news sources. And so it makes all of our jobs to find connection that much more difficult. Agree or disagree?
Right. Agree. But you hit it also, Todd, when you said that they're probably scared to to say something because he is attacking off
the news media. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think, look, I mean, I think those of us who have the privilege and the honor of having a microphone have to speak up and tell the truth in these times. And that's why I'm proud to work for a company that stands behind us on that. Charles, I appreciate your call as always. 855-752-4842. Talking about this incident in more than an incident, a raid on a Chicago apartment building on the south side by Homeland Security using Black Hawk helicopters, amongst other things. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for calling. What's see you.
I say this is outrageous. I grew up in the 50s in Germany, and we had many German friends and heard the horror stories and know how the Gestapo just broke into buildings and homes in the middle of the night and took people. And this is exactly what's happening here in the United States. And people need to wake up. And people need to speak up, and we can't allow this to happen. Everybody needs to know about this. And I've been on my phone forwarding this information to everybody I know because I think it's important that people know about this. And we can't agree with this. We have to speak out. It's horrid.
And I think you're doing exactly the right thing, Ollie. I appreciate what you're doing because you're helping other people understand. And we can all do something. Doesn't matter whether we're able to get out and about. Doesn't matter whether we can give money to a cause. We can all do something. And informing our friends, our family about the truth, voting, all these things do empower us. But I hear the fear and concern in your voice. When I read this, I had the same reaction as Chubb. Like, is this real? And it turns out, yes. But thank God we still have great reporters in Chicago like ABC7. We have the privilege of this network across Wisconsin. And we have great folks like you, Ollie. So don't give up hope because the more we speak out, the louder our voices are together. Thanks, Ollie. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. Let's see you.
Didn't know about it either, but I'm going to say something that probably some will say is controversial about the agency ICE itself and these $50,000 bonuses when you take. First of all, I look at them as nothing more than a modern-day bounty hunters, especially the ones that insist on covering their face while doing right. this. And that's all they are in my mind, and I'm going to bet when it's all sorted out, too, here's something that a lot of people disagree with me about. I don't care. I bet you're going to find out many of these people that took the $50,000 are the type of cops that were badge heavy in the beginning and had problems in the departments they worked for.
Yeah, well, I like any other vocation, as someone who supports law enforcement, but like any other vocation, you're always going to have a few bad apples in the bunch. And right. I think you're probably right, Dick. The wrong folks are taking these jobs.
Yep, I really think so. True law enforcement people would stay in their jobs.
Right.
And do it the right way.
Yeah. Well, much like the generals and flag officers out in Virginia this week who never applauded for Trump, who never applauded for Hegseth, and found what they said to the military deplorable.
And it was.
Yeah,
and
it was.
They haven't continued with that long enough either. If that would have been Joe Biden or anybody else, can you imagine?
No, I can't. I can't. Thanks. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Mount Horeb. Troy in Mount Horeb listening on WMDX. Troy, if you can do it quickly, please go ahead.
Yeah. Pretty much echoing what everybody else said. I'd been listening to or watching CNN for an hour after I got home from work yesterday, and they hadn't mentioned a thing about this, and my wife told me about it, and I'm like, no, that can't be true. I would have seen it by now. And so I looked it up on my phone and I found it. And I'm like, why wasn't this on the news while I'm watching it right now?
Appreciate it, Troy. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We've got it here. We'll continue talking about this major story in Chicago after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Living in the shadow of the Capitol Dome means we take our democracy seriously, and our fun even more seriously. From State Street shenanigans to lakefront leisure, Madison marches to its own drum. And so does 92.7 WMDX. We are the soundtrack to your beautifully complicated Wisconsin life. Real news, great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin, as the sun starts to go a little bit lower in the sky here. Some beautiful pumpkins, courtesy of my stepmom, Mary, in her lovely garden behind me here. We're going to get into some lighter news, some fun, some green and gold text to win trivia in hour number two. But I want to take more time just to... I think this is an important story that is going vastly underreported. Going to take some phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. This is courtesy of ABC7 Eyewitness News. Thank goodness for great local reporting in Chicagoland, because the national news media, in my opinion, much of it now afraid, under threat from the Trump administration for their licenses, are simply not reporting this. And to sum it up, on Monday night, around 10 o'clock, Homeland Security with FBI agents and others, ICE, descended upon an apartment complex in the south side of Chicago. They used Black Hawk helicopters on a residential apartment building, amongst other equipment, claiming that there was Trenda Agua gang members in this building. And that justified this complete overuse of force. Reportedly, allegedly, the law enforcement did not show warrants to enter these, the broke down doors, cut through using big 15-inch saw blades, essentially attacked a residential American apartment complex in Chicago. This was a chilling comment in this eyewitness news report, Channel 7, ABC in Chicago. Quote, Marlene Sanders' boyfriend was detained, Sanders said. Quote, they had the black people in one van and the immigrants in another van, Sanders said. They had the black people in one van and the immigrants in another van. A, I've hung out with a lot of folks that weren't, quote unquote, born in the United States. I'm not sure how you can identify a, quote unquote, immigrant by their pigment of their skin. Never knew that was possible before. Of course, we all know it's not. And to round up and separate people by the pigment of their skin, put in vans, using zip tie to tie children together and separating them from their parents and putting them in vans by the United States military or by government agents and ICE and Department of Homeland Security in the United States of America. Back to this story. The FBI confirmed on Tuesday morning that they were helping U.S. Border Patrol carry out targeted immigration enforcement operations in the area, adding that they have been supporting these efforts at the U.S. Attorney General's direction. Destruction was left behind inside the apartment complex with doors blown off their hinges and holes left in the walls. Immigrant advocates and elected officials gathered to condemn the overnight enforcement. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Gene in Eau Claire, listening on WCFW The Tap. Gene, thanks for listening. We'll see you.
Wow, thank you so much for this information. I mean, now this is my personal opinion, and this is acts of terrorism committed by the President of the United States, in my opinion. Attacking America brutally, attacking health care, education, the economy, everything, utilizing brutality, chaos, lies, and physical attacks. This is outrageous, and everybody needs to share this information with those they love. Say, this is just for your information, because I don't know how much more American can fight back as he gets worse and worse, and he should be taken out of that office. But unfortunately, the people with the R after their name keep making excuses and are okay with this type of behavior. I think it's outrageous, and I hope every American is fired up as I am. Thank you so much for your service to our country there, guys. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate you. And that's, look, I understand this is disturbing news. We talk about this. And I don't come on, I'm trying to present it as calmly as I can and factually without unduly ginning people up. I'm not here to make us scared or feel bad, but I think that we all need to hear the truth. And we all need to hear what's going on in our country. And it's, as I said at the top of this hour, not only is this story that we've talked about courtesy of ABC Eyewitness News Channel 7 in Chicago about this raid on a domestic apartment building, not only is that disturbing and scary, what's equally disturbing is the lack of reporting by what's known as legacy or mainstream media. That this wasn't on CBS this morning. That I haven't seen this trending on, and I'm not saying it's not out there somewhere in some national media. I mean, one of our callers said, been watching CNN, never heard a thing about it. And as Trigby Olson, our friend from the Lincoln Project, likes to say, if you are supportive of Donald Trump, think about, what if this happened to your side? What if Joe Biden sent in Black Hawk helicopters to go after somebody in your small town, your next door neighbor? Look, we've all had neighbors. We thought, well, what's going on over there, right? That seems like a lot of cars stopping by there late at night. What's going on there? Look, there's always going to be bad actors in every town, people who are dealing drugs or whatever. But do you go in and raid an innocent person's apartment, break down the doors of an innocent person's house without a warrant, without explanation, zip-tie children, separate people by the pigment of their skin with no direct cause other than that there was, you know, bad actors in this neighborhood. Come to a very dangerous point in the United States of America. Have to speak the truth, speak it clearly, and take action at the polls. Back with a lighter hour two. Don't go anywhere. Your chance to win green and gold cash and prizes. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Oddball Show live on location in Shawnee, Wisconsin, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and it's day two of the federal government shutdown with 750,000 workers furloughed, many of them working without pay. Democrats say that they are fighting to preserve health care benefits and premiums for millions of Americans. The White House vowing to carry out mass layoffs. ABC's Karen Travers has more on White House reaction.
They don't want to negotiate, and they've been very clear that they're not going to negotiate while the government is shut down. They want to get the government reopened, and according to the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, then they're can be a conversation on the policy issues, but not right now while the government is shut down.
Congress could vote on a stopgap measure tomorrow when they return. In the UK, authorities arrested two people and another suspect killed in an attack outside a synagogue today on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Officials say it began as a car ramming attack and then a knife attack. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced tomorrow in New York City on two prostitution-related offenses. This is ABC